ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, personne française. Personne française. Category number two, all complaints will be received. Category number two, here be giants. Category number three, side hustles and alternative careers. Category number four, oranges and lemons. And category number five, take note. All right, personne française, here be giants, side hustles and alternative careers, oranges and lemons. Take note. All right, who's going to kick us off? Right, Sue from Croydon Hills. Sue, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Yes, no, very well.
Good.
What takes your fancy here? Personne française, here be giants, side hustles and alternative careers, oranges and lemons. Take note.
Side hustles and alternative careers.
Side hustles and alternative careers. Question number one. Which James Bond actor is also a trained fire eater? You've got that radio on in the background there somewhere, so we need to get rid of that.
I have. Mm-hmm. I'll turn it down. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
No good.
All right, Sue. Thank you anyway. Bye-bye. Stewie from Victor Harbour. Stuart, g'day.
Hey, Phil, g'day. How you doing?
You could have been a fire eater in a previous life, hadn't you?
Yeah, possibly. Maybe so.
You got any by the way, Stewie, have you got any tats?
I think I'm burnt out. Hey, no, I haven't.
No, okay.
I just think it's I used to work in prison. I was a nurse and infirmary. A lot of people had tats there.
Oh, well, you would have seen a lot, yeah.
Some of the fairly amateur ones as well done in the... But, yeah, no, I have never had... You got any feel of it?
No. Tat-free.
Tat-free. Tats lotto.
I think it's a generational thing.
Feel, you said earlier, was that with hats? You said, was it hats?
What?
Over 70, you got a hat or something? I didn't quite...
No, a tat.
A tat.
Not a hat.
Yeah,
over 70, you get a
hat. You take the hat off with no problems, can you?
Question number one, side hustles and alternative careers. Yeah. Which James Bond actor is also a trained fire eater?
Crikey. There's a few people here. I'll try Pierce Brosnan, Phil.
Correct, he was.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Pierce Brosnan was a trained fire eater.
Truth.
He couldn't make any cash out of it, so he decided to, you know, become James Bond instead.
I guess so, and he's also in that Mamma Mia, wasn't he?
Was
he?
Has he ever fire eaten in any of his movies?
Not that I know. I remember they came out late 90s, and I do remember seeing them. I think I can't remember names, but no, he didn't. What exactly does a trained fire? I know they eat fire, but okay. I don't know.
What part of it don't you understand?
I just don't quite understand what...
Sure, they eat fire. That's the thing. I call it a fire eater. What other part of the words do you have?
Do they blow it in the air, do they, surely? I don't know, mate. Yeah.
Question number two.
Okay.
We're in side hustles.
I'll stay there with this category, thanks, Phil.
You're staying with side hustles?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Steve Martin has won two Grammy Awards for playing which instrument?
I don't really know. I just remember him in a couple of movies. He's run Grammy Awards for which instrument? I'll go clarinet, Phil, I guess.
No, I'd like him to play the clarinet too, but he doesn't. Well, maybe he does, but that's not it.
Okay, mate.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. No, it's not the clarinet. Albert from Townsville. G'day, Albert.
Hello, good night, Phil.
Good, how are you? All right?
Yeah, fair.
Looking forward to Christmas with the grandkids?
I'll just be here, but most of the family are going down. My second youngest daughter's place on the Gold Coast hinterland. I'll just be home with one of my granddaughters and the dog and the cat.
Hang on, you've got one granddaughter, a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right, Albert.
Be in the house. Yeah.
That's all right.
We'll get by. They're only you can eat, for a week.
You can eat half a wing of a turkey on that lot, can't you?
I don't eat much meat don't eat any meat these days.
Oh, you've become a veggie or a vegan in your old age. Oh.
Yeah, I'm almost a vegan, but I still eat a bit of cheese. But
oh, right, that's okay. About it. Oh, good, eh? All right. You feeling better for it?
Well, no worse.
Like a friend of mine, he says, I've given up drinking. And I said, how's that? Are you feeling better? And he said, no. He said, I feel worse because I feel like a drink.
An old friend of mine used to say, they're always telling me to give up the grog. He said, I wish the publicans would give it up.
Yeah. All righty. Question number two we are in Side Hustles and Alternative Careers. Steve Martin has won 2 Grammy Awards for playing which instrument?
I think this will be a short stay. I'll just take a guess at the violin.
No, he doesn't play the violin, but, you know,
that doesn't surprise me.
It's a fair guess, Albert. Nice to talk to you anyway. If we don't talk before Christmas, you have a, because this is my last week for a while, Albert, so have a happy Christmas.
Same to you, Philip. Thanks for that.
See you, Albert.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Mick from Bambuka. G'day, Mick.
Good morning, Phil.
Morning. We're in Side Hustles and Alternative Careers. Steve Martin's won 2 Grammy Awards for playing which stringed instrument?
He's an accomplished banjo player, isn't he?
He is an accomplished banjo player, that's right. I don't know what led him to it, but he knows how to.
Thought it seemed people stand in line to see the boy king. How do you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Only in Arizona, move to Babylonia.
Yeah, well, prizes if you guess the banjo there, Mick.
No, I've seen that before. He's a good banjo player.
Yeah, yeah. What makes a great banjo player? Is it a hard thing to play? It's not that hard to play, is it?
I think it is.
Oh, okay.
I can't play it.
Yeah, certainly I can't. I shouldn't be saying things like that. Can't be that hard because I would be hopeless. Question number three is what I'm up to. Side hustles and alternative careers, but you can move if you like. Here be giants, person française, oranges and lemons, or take note.
I'll stay with this category. Thanks, Phil.
Side hustles and alternative careers. Which 20th century Australian Prime Minister was also the part owner of a piggery?
Oh, gee. 20th century piggery. No, I have to pass.
No.
Sorry, Phil.
No worries, Mick. Thank you, mate. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Ben in Beverly Hills. The Reliance free if you want one. Grab one. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Ben.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Yeah. Ben from Beverly Hills. We're up to question 3. Which 20th century Australian Prime Minister was also the part owner of a piggery?
Pretty sure that was Paul Keating, Phil.
Correct, it was, yes. It was Paul Keating. He got into a few problems over the whole thing, as I recall.
Why won't you call an early election?
Because...
Order.
The answer is, mate, because I want to do you slowly. I want to do you slowly. I mean, he's going, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, he's going troppo. He's going troppo. He's more to be pitied than despised. He's simply going troppo. And we just leave him with his little motion and with his loyal and trusted deputy sitting beside him.
Yes, well, Ben, question number four. We're in side hustles and alternative careers. You can move.
No, we'll stay here, Bill.
Okay, question number four. Which former child star served as the US ambassador to Ghana and Czechoslovakia?
A child star.
Which former child star served as the US ambassador to Ghana and Czechoslovakia?
I've got no idea, but I'm going to take a stab at it and say Shirley Temple.
Correct. It was. Yes. It was. Shirley Temple. She was quite accomplished by all accounts.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar.
See, Ben, I've got this kind of vision of Shirley Temple being doing that as a party trick at the diplomatic, you know, soiree, don't you reckon?
Phil, I was thinking exactly the same. Quite amusing.
I mean, you know, she would have, I mean, there would have been a lot of calls for it, surely. And, you know, at the US ambassador's Christmas party, for example.
Yeah. How old would she have been if she was in that role, Phil?
Oh, no, she was grown up by then. She was an adult, yeah. She was quite, I can't remember all the details, but she apparently served with some distinction, as I understand.
Okay.
Question five. We've got one left in side hustles and alternative careers, if you like.
Yeah, we'll try and knock it over.
Which Barbadian singer launched Fenty Beauty Cosmetics in 2017?
Barbadian. Oh, Phil, stumped now. What was the name of the cosmetics?
Which Barbadian singer launched Fenty Beauty Cosmetics in 2017?
I feel I'm going to bob out.
Mate. No good. Yeah, no, a good run, three on the trot. Nice work, Ben. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Ben.
You later. This is the Mighty Challenge. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Pete's in Sweden. Hello, Peter.
Hey.
Hello, Peter.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me about the weather in Sweden. I kind of want it to be snowy and dark, is it?
No, it's drizzling grey.
Oh, okay.
And 8 degrees.
Drizzling and grey and 8 degrees. That's not right. No.
No.
I want it to be. Actually, it probably doesn't. Well, actually, I suppose where you're in Stockholm, aren't you? Probably doesn't get that free.
Gothenburg.
Gothenburg, okay. Does it get very cold?
Can do, yeah. And I think maximum cold for me is probably -15 or something.
Oh, that's pretty cold. That's pretty cold. Question number five we're up to. Which Barbadian singer launched Fenty Beauty Cosmetics in 2017?
Is it Rihanna?
Of course it is. Yes, it is Rihanna. What it takes to form a life. Rihanna, of course. All righty. That's it for side hustles and alternative careers. Question number six. Now, we've got a choice here. Oranges and lemons, take note. Persol Française or Here Be Giants?
Let's try Here Be Giants.
Here Be Giants. Question number six. This might be a little tough. I don't, or maybe not. The GWS Giants began competing in the AFL in which year?
2017.
Not 2017, Pete. No. Thank you. See ya. Bye bye. Yep. See you later, Peter from Sweden. Kate from Blackheath. Hello, Kate.
I was just going to say, and just like that, she was gone. Oh, before I go, though, pork eating.
Yes.
Pork eating.
Pork eating.
Eating pork. Pork eating. It makes so much sense now.
Pork eating.
No, I have no idea.
Pork eating. Do you know, in all my years of discussing politics, I don't think I've ever come across that illusion. Pork eating.
Oh, well, you had
He got into all sorts of problems with the piggery, didn't he? I think it was because
I have no idea. I met him at a barbecue in the mountains, which was very nice, in 1996. 93? 96. I can't remember. When did he lose?
What was the barbecue?
It was held at John Dengate's house in Woodford.
Oh, the John Dengate, the naturalist, the environmentalist.
Yeah, it was a fundraiser barbecue, and I think there might have been pork sausages there. Anyway,
hang on. It was a fundraiser for Paul Keating?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So mountain folk were invited to come along and have a pork sausage.
Indeed they were.
Okay.
You weren't forced to do it. You couldn't go if you wanted to. No, it was good. It was good, but he lost.
He lost. No, hang on, okay. He didn't lose. Oh, when was this?
Yeah, 96 he lost to
Howard.
Oh,
yeah, he did. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, well, there
you go. All right, no, I haven't even got a – what's the question again? I'll just laugh it out.
You gave up. You gave up quite early here, Kate. Question number six, Here Be Giants. The GWS Giants began competing in the AFL in which year?
I have no idea. I'm going to say 10 years they've been. Is it 2015?
Not correct.
Oh, okay. Mm. I didn't expect
Thank you, Kate. See ya. Bye-bye. Not correct. No. Karen from Altona. G'day, Karen.
Hiya.
The GWS Giants began competing in the AFL in...
It was around 10 years ago. I thought 2012.
2012 is correct, yes. Oh. All right, question number seven. We're in Here Be Giants, but you can move anywhere you like. Oranges and lemons, take note, Person Française, or you could stay in Here Be Giants.
I'll try oranges and lemons.
Oranges and lemons. Question number seven. According to the nursery rhyme, the bells of which London church say oranges and lemons?
Let me go through it. I think it's the bells of St. Clement's.
Correct. It's the bell, oranges and lemons say the bells of St. Clement's. Question number eight. Staying here?
Yep.
What's the most commonly grown variety of orange in the world?
I'm not very good on these. I'll say Valencia.
Valencias is correct, yes.
I'm good on that tonight.
They are Valencias. Nice work. All right, nice. Three on the trot. All right, question number nine. Staying with oranges and lemons?
Mm-hmm.
It was released in 1962, Lemon Tree. The debut single for who?
Peter, Paul and Mary.
Correct, it was. It was Peter, Paul and Mary.
Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Yes, the bells of St. Clement's and lemons.
Categories.
What's that?
Can I go to take note?
Yeah, you can get out of lemons if you like and go to take note. Question number 10. Which Russian author wrote the 1864 novella Notes from the Underground?
Oh, there we go. You had four. let me think of a Russian author. I'm trying to think of one. I don't know. I'll just say Trotsky. I don't know.
No, it's not Trotsky. Thanks, oh, well, thanks, Karen. Bye bye. Merry Christmas to you too. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Frankie in on the text line. Frankie in Hopeton had the bells off St. Clemens. So did Jane from Homebush. Spud in Menyip. Good on you, Spud. yes, well, all right. Marie from Altona had St. Clemens as well. Ray in the Bay. And plenty of others had the right answers to that as well. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer to this one. Margot in North Adelaide had Peter, Paul and Mary. What about Ian in Tassie? Hi, Ian.
Good morning.
Morning. Question number 10 we're up to. Take note, which Russian author wrote the 1864 novella Notes from the Underground?
My Russian authors aren't very good. Chekhov, Anton Chekhov.
Not Chekhov, no, not Chekhov. Thanks, Ian. See you later, bye-bye. No, not Anton Chekhov. Joe from Newcastle. Hello, Jenna. Sorry, hi, Joanna. Oh, hi. How are you?
I don't know if I know this answer. Notes from the Underground.
Which Russian author wrote the 1864 novella Notes from the Underground? It wasn't Chekhov. It wasn't Trotsky, either. But it
was the Oliver Trotsky. Wasn't really in there. I can't think. I can't think of it. No, I can't think.
No good?
No.
Thanks, Joe.
Won't come. Bye.
See ya. Bye. No, Stella from Bayswater. That's not correct. Now, Harry in the Bay, that's not correct either. Robin says Ree Lemons. What about the Leyland P76? A famous lemon. Annie from Harvey Bay. No, that's not correct. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer. We have lines free if you want to grab one, 1-300-800-222. Jonathan from Canberra. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Yes, we're up to question number 10. We're in Take Note. Which Russian author wrote the 1864 novella Notes from the Underground?
I think it was Dostoevsky.
Correct, it was. Fyodor Dostoevsky wrote the book. All righty. Question number 11, we're in Take Note, otherwise you can move. Oranges and Lemons, Person Française, or Here Be Giants?
I'll say in Notes, please.
NB is an abbreviation for which Latin phrase?
Sorry, can you say it again?
NB is an abbreviation for which Latin phrase? Sorry?
Notto bene? Notto bene or notto bene?
You've given me about five different goes here, Jonathan. So which what are we going to settle on?
I'm going to say notto bene.
No. Sorry, mate. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Am I harsh? Of course I am. Michael from Freshwater. Hello, Michael.
Hardly just rang then. I know.
Well. question number 11 we're up to. Take note. NB is an abbreviation for which Latin phrase? We're obviously close to it, aren't we?
I would think so from what you were saying, but I couldn't understand what he was saying, so it's note well, but anyway, notre bene?
Well, what is it again?
Notre bene.
No. Sorry, Michael. No. Of course I'm pernickety. David from Manila. Hi, David. G'day, David.
Is that David in New Zealand?
If you're David in New Zealand. Is Manila in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's...
It wasn't last time I looked. I thought it was in the Philippines. But
yeah, no. It's Nota Bene, N-O-T-A-B-E-N-E.
Correct, yes. Note well, Nota Bene. Nota bene, correct. All right, question number 12. We're in take note. You can move if you like. Oranges and lemons, Purcell Français, Herbie Giants.
I'll go Herbie Giants.
Okay, going with Herbie Giants. We're up to question number 12. What does BFG stand for in the title of Roald Dahl's book?
Friendly Giant.
What's your answer?
Big Friendly Giant. Did you say BFG?
What does BFG stand for in the title of Roald Dahl's book?
The Big Friendly Giant.
Correct, yes. Big Friendly Giant.
What kind of a monster are you?
Bone cruncher. Child chewer. Meat dripper. Gizzard gulper. Butcher boy.
Please don't eat me.
You think because I am a giant that I'm a man gobbling cannibal? This be the story of a little gal. There'll be great adventures and laughter. Times will be hard, times will be soft. So hold your breath, cross your fingers, here we go.
I'm going to call you BFG.
Yes, and there it was. He is indeed a big friendly giant, David. Question 13. Do you want to stay with giants?
Okay, thanks.
Released after his death, the 1956 movie Giant was the last film to feature which actor?
James Dean.
It was. It was James Dean. Excellent work. Question number 14. Here be giants.
Yep.
Carcanoche, or the Giant Mountains, form part of the border between Czechia and which other country?
Carcanoche. Slovakia?
Not Slovakia. Thanks, David. Sorry, no, not Slovakia. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Ray in the Bayhead, James Dean, Soda Paul from North Fitzroy. Someone says you're criticising another person's pronunciation. Well, fair enough. No, fair enough. But however, it wasn't really a matter of pronunciation. Is it a matter of pronunciation? Nota bene. It's not noto. No, it's not. That's nota, but nota bene. Shirley from Albany, evening fella, long time listener. I'd like to wish you all the best for the festive season. I get some of the questions right, but I'm a bit slow on messaging the answer. Good on you, Shirley, and you have a happy Christmas as well. Jane from Homebush, nota bene. Gee, I hate autocorrect. Yeah, it's no good. It's no good with things like that, is it? Grant from Greneth, no, it's not that either. Frankie and Hopeton had James Dean, so did Jane as well. Michael from Kira. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how you doing?
Pretty good, yeah. We're up to question 14. We're in Here Be Giants. Carcanoche, or the Giant Mountains, form part of the border between Czechia and which other country?
There's only one country, I reckon, that borders, or at least Chechnya. So, you know, cut a long story short, I'm going to say Russia.
Not Russia. Sorry, Michael. No, it's not. It's not Russia. Jenny in Glenbrook. No, it's not that either. Frank from Mount Evelyn. Correct. Yes, that's good. Frankie in Hopeton. No, we've already had Slovakia. Lines are free. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. You will get straight through if you want one. James from Elwood. Hi, James.
Good evening, Phil. How about Nepal?
How about Nepal? No. It's not Nepal. No, it's not Nepal. I don't know. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Cheryl from Cherrybrook has got the right answer. Does someone want to answer this for me? 1-300-800-222. The question is Carcanoche, or the Giant Mountains, form part of the border between Czechia and which other country? Daniel in Melbourne. Hello, Daniel.
Yes.
Hello. Karkonosia, the giant mountains, form part of the border between Czechia and?
It's got to be Austria, surely.
No, it's not Austria. Ooh. No, it's got to, it's got to be you for this. Thank you for that. No, it's not Austria. Jason from Victoria. G'day, Jason.
How you going, mate?
Pretty good. Yeah. No.
Is it Poland?
Poland. It is Poland. Yes, correct. Poland was the one we're after. My texter says I was appalled at that previous answer. Yes. Well, there you are. My texter says, yes, be big bloody mountain range to reach to Paul from Czechia. Well, it would be. It would be. It would be. Soft Dog says it may have been Nepal a billion years ago. That's true, Soft Dog. All bets were off. A billion years ago, all bets were off. Jason, we're up to question 15. We've got one left in Hibby Giants. Otherwise, you can go Person Francaise, oranges and lemons, or take note.
Go orange and lemons, please.
Oranges and lemons. Question number 15. By population, what is the largest country in the world with orange on its flag?
India.
Correct. Yes. Nice work. Question number 16. Okay, we've got 10 left. We're in oranges and lemons. You will knock this one off. Last one in oranges and lemons. Liz Lemon, played by Tina Fey, was the main character of which sitcom?
30 Rock.
30 Rock. Very good. Excellent work. Shoalwater Shane says, it's not Austria and don't call me Shirley. Jeff from Rockley had Hungary. No, it's a bit closer than Nepal. That's true. Okay, that's it for oranges and lemons. So we've got 9 left. We have 3 in take notes. We've got 1 in Here Be Giants and 5 in Person Francaise.
I can't say that one, but we'll have a go at that one.
Person Francaise. Okay. Question number 17. It hasn't been that popular so far. But there you are. Bobsled says, I love autocorrect as well, but I'm eternally grapefruit for the time it saves. It's so annoying, isn't it? It is so annoying. Soft Dog says, all bets may have been off, but Sportsbet would have a market somewhere. That's true. Question 17. Person Francaise. Which 19th century French scientist developed successful vaccines for rabies and anthrax?
I'm better leave you here. I don't. Yeah, couldn't even come up with the first name.
No, no good. Okay. Thanks, Jason. Anyway, thanks for helping us out with the other ones. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. If you want to grab one, Diana from Woodnelling's gone. Got the right answer here. Adrian from Bella Vista, correct. Cheryl from Cherry Book, good. Pat from the Point had 30 Rock. 1-300-800-222. Lines free. You've only got, what are we, 9 left? 5 in Person Francaise. 1 left in Here Be Giants. 3 left in Take Notes. All right. Which 19th century French scientist developed successful vaccines for rabies and anthrax? Question number 17. Let's go to Launceston and Tassie. Tracy's on the line. Hi, Trace.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, yes.
Oh, that's good.
How's Lonnie?
Oh, it's a little bit chilly tonight, but it's okay.
That's all right. Good. Mm. Yeah. Mm. You got a marvellous Tassie summer coming up, which will be, what, 3 or 4 days of sunshine?
Oh, stop it.
Question 17. Which 19th century French scientist developed successful vaccines for rabies and anthrax?
Louis Pasteur,
correct, yeah. Nice work. All right, we can stay here if you like. Otherwise, we could move to Giants or take note.
No, I'd like to stay in the French.
Person Française, question number 18. Fantine, Cosette and Javert are characters from which novel and musical?
Les Misérables.
Yes, your pronunciation is a lot better than mine. Les Misérables.
Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me. In the rain, the pavement shines like silver. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever.
Ever seen it, by any chance, Trace?
Not live. I did have, back in the early 90s, I had a cassette tape of the London cast.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I knew it, like, from start to finish.
Well, I've never seen it either. I've seen the movie, of course, which was, pretty good too.
Yeah, I like the movie too.
Mm. Question number 19, Person Française. Question number 19, who was the leader of Free France between 1940 and 1944?
Was it Le Gaulle? Charles de Gaulle? No.
What was your answer?
De Gaulle.
We are speaking of the person française. Come on, in your best Franglish.
De Gaulle? Charles de Gaulle?
Correct, yes. It was Charles de Gaulle. Charles de Gaulle was the leader of Free France between 1940 and 1944. Question number 20. Person Française. Staying here?
Yes, please.
Edith Piaf was the subject of which Oscar-winning film from 2007?
Oh, gosh. I've seen the film. I'm pretty sure I saw it on SBS. I'll just say no regrets.
It's a beautiful song, isn't it?
Mm.
Non, je ne regrette rien.
Mm.
But that's not it.
No, I didn't think
thanks.
So.
Thanks, Trace. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See ya. No, thanks for that. No, it's not correct. Scott says Les Miserables is too depressing. Yes. Pat from the Point's got the right answer here. Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Susan in Hobart, yes. Adrian from Bella Vista says the big asparagus. No. De Gaulle, yes. Plenty of people had Charles de Gaulle. Judy from Hectorville had Charles de Gaulle. Grant from Greenwich has got the right answer here as well. Woz is on the Sunshine Coast. Hi, Woz. How have you been?
Oh.
You're ready for Christmas?
Yeah, a little bit down after what happened down there last night.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Shocking.
No good.
Shocking.
No good at any level, was it? No.
What was the question again? Is Edith Piaf, she was a singer.
We're in a category called Person Française. Question number 20. Edith Piaf was the subject of which Oscar-winning film from 2007?
I did see this somewhere. I didn't actually go and see the film, but I did actually see a promotion for it. It was something to do with a bird. Sparrow, something or other. Sparrow. No, it's about all I've got.
No good? No good, was it?
Bye.
I'll see you, mate. Bye-bye. No, not any good for us. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer here. That's good. Bronia from Adelaide. Good. And good. Yes. Grant from Grenwith. Also correct. Judy from Hectorville. Judy from Hectorville's after the sparrow as well. Helen from Healesville. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Very well. Very well. Question number 20. Person Francaise. Edith Piaf was the subject of which Oscar-winning film from 2007?
Oh, I don't know. I'll pass that.
No good? Okay. Thanks, Hel. Bye-bye. See you later. Anne from Nunda. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We're up to question number 20. Person Francaise. Edith Piaf was the subject of which Oscar-winning film from 2007?
Well, I'm going with the other song I know she sung called La Vie en Rose.
Correct. Yes, that was the name of the film as well. And what a song it is, eh? What a song.
It's a beautiful song. Take me to your heart again.
Yeah, it's a cracker.
Oh, il me prend dans ses bras. Il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour. Des mots de tous les jours, que ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie.
It's a cracking song. Have you ever, did you go and see that? What was that film that Lady Gaga was in and when she sang La Vie en Rose in a bar? And
I have no idea.
What's that?
I said, I have no idea. My three daughters went from Brisbane to Sydney to see Lady Gaga, however. They had a lovely weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I do not know.
I'm trying to think of who she was in. She sang a duet. What was it? Shallow. That's right. The song was called Shallows.
Mm-hmm.
I think they won a Grammy for it or something. They might have won an Oscar for it for best song. And she was in a remake of A Star Is Born.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. And she was in it with what was his name? Someone will help me here in a minute. Anyway. In the film, Lady Gaga is in a bar and Bradley Cooper, that's it. She was starring with Bradley Cooper. Anyway, Bradley Cooper drops into a bar and she sings this song. Really fantastic version of it. So,
Yes. Well, everyone loves her.
Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I would think so because she's a very smart singer.
Yes, so they all say. I'm a bit old, you know, for Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Pity.
I don't think so.
See the Beatles live, though.
Did you? Oh, wow. Lady Gaga is actually in Australia at the moment, so you could go and see her live now.
Yes, I could. I'd have to fly somewhere.
Oh, where are you in Adelaide? I don't know whether she's playing. No,
I'm in Brisbane. She's done Brisbane and Sydney.
Oh, has she? Okay, yeah.
Melbourne.
Well, she'd be worth seeing. I mean, she's a fantastic singer.
Yes. So I've had her tell me.
She apparently sang the Vie en Rose, her version of it, in the casting as part of the casting for the film. But I tell you what, in the film A Star Is Born, you know, the remake of it, she does a fantastic. You know, she has a fantastic crack at it. She's really good.
Oh, the only one, wasn't Barbara Streisand in the last version of it?
Yeah, she was. I mean, A Star Is Born has been remade, four or five times?
Like that, yes.
Something like that, yeah. Danny from Ballara says, yes, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. The Shallow was the song. That's right, In the Star is Born.
Shallow.
Which wasn't, oh, it wasn't a bad song either. Remember there was all that palaver about whether Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were having an affair because, you know, they all seemed very intimate at the time. And everyone said, no, right. people, it's a movie.
That's right. They're actors.
They're actors. They're actually acting. They're acting being in love. You know, get it? Someone says the English actor Con O'Neill sang a stunning version of La Vie en Rose for the TV show Our Flag Means Death. I recommend a listen. I don't know, oh. Connor. Who's he? Have you heard of Con O'Neill? No.
Nope.
Anne, all this is distracting us from good question answering. Question number 21. We're in Person Française. We can move if you like. Last one. There's one left in Person Française. Otherwise, you're moving to Here Be Giants or Take Note.
Oh, God. Oh, what sort of giant?
Here Be Giants.
Here Be. Oh, Here Be Giants, as in a pirate's accent. Here Be Giants.
Well, if you would prefer an English schoolmaster's accent, Here Be Giants.
Oh, jolly good.
Jolly good, yes. Yeah. Jolly good, Bunter. Make sure you take your school books with you.
Yes, I don't think that I'm going to get anything right from any category, so I might as well stay where I am.
In Person Française.
Yes.
Question 21, last one. There'll be people who will thank you for this.
Very likely.
Who was the President of France between 1995 and 2007?
Oh, God. I don't know. Not Sarkozy.
Not Sarkozy. No. He's in jail at the moment, Anne. Although,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I knew that.
Mm. Sorry, Anne. Thank you.
No, that's all right.
Bye-bye. See you later. Yes, for all the janky pop songs she puts out, Lady Gaga actually has an incredible voice when put to the test. No, she does. That's why I'm singing her praises, because she really can sing. She's quite some. Well, I saw some documentary about her. I think that's when I first realised, hey, what's her name? Germanetta or something or other, her actual name. But Paul from Planland says it's too late to see Lady Gaga. She's already left Australia. All right, she's gone home for Christmas. A pity. Frank from Mount Evelyn's got the right answer here. Yes. I'm very glad, says Liz from Ballarat, that Lady Gaga did A Star Is Born and brought her voice to my attention. Terrific singer and writer. Had taken no notice for years, but I'm very glad I haven't missed out. No, I agree with that. Sometimes you think, oh, they're pop singers, you know, they can't really sing. But she really can. Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanotta. There you go. That was her name. Helen from Adelaide. Hello, Helen. Hello, Helen. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I got you. We're up to question number 21. We're in Person Française. Who was the President of France between 1995 and 2007?
It's either Chirac or Mitterrand to 2007. I reckon Mitterrand.
It's not Mitterrand.
Okay.
Thanks, Helen. Thank Bob. No, it's not. Francois Mitterrand. Soft Dog says anybody that wears a dress made of T-bone steaks has got to be questioned. Oh, Soft Dog, that was hilarious. The meat dress that Lady Gaga, that was hilarious, wasn't it? Very funny. I mean, you're right. I wouldn't have been a. Heaven knows what it was like to wear. Pat from the points. No, thank you, Pat. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Come on, we've got opportunities available here. It's question 21. There are lines free. Question 21. Who was the President of France? Who was the President of France between 1995 and the year 2007? Jeff from Alice Springs says Lady Gaga did a brilliant duet album with Tony Bennett. Oh, yeah, when Tony Bennett got old, he was doing all these duets with horses, wasn't he? Yes. Tony Bennett would agree that she is a fantastic star. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Who is the president of France between 1995 and 2007? Jim in Campbelltown says Lady Gaga's on The Late Show on Channel 10 right now. Okay. A lot of support for Lady Gaga on the text line. 1-300-800-222. Come on, we're up to question 21. Who was the president of France between 1995 and 2007? You've only got 5 questions left. Who wants to take it off? All right, 1-300-800-222. Joseph is in Brisbane. G'day, Joseph. Who was the president of France between 1995 and 2007, Joseph?
Jacques Chirac.
What's your answer?
Jacques Chirac.
Jacques Chirac. Correct. Very good. All right, 4 left. No more Person Francais. So we've got 1 in Here Be Giants and 3 in Take Note. Your choice.
Stay where you are.
Sorry?
Stay where you are.
We've got a category of you can't. There are no more Person Francais left, so there's only a choice of Here Be Giants or Take Note.
Take Note.
Take Note. Okay. Question number 22. Which notes were invented by Spencer Silver and Arthur Fry in 1974?
No way. Nah.
No good?
No good. Thank you.
No. All right. Thank you. Anyway, Pat from the points is bar. I was close with Jack to Buck. yes. Tabac, without which a French town cannot be a town unless it has a tabac. Pretty much. John from Geelong says, apparently Gaga's meat dress was so tight she could only really mince. Boom, boom. I'll tell you what, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 left. We'll leave you this question. Which notes were invented by Spencer Silver and Arthur Fry in 1974? We'll take the answers to that and other questions straight after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
We're up to question number 22. We're in a category called Take Note. There are only 2 categories left. Here Be Giants. There's 1 left in that. And there are 3 in Take Note. All right, so who is going to kick this off for us? Sam's in Forestfield. G'day, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Yeah, you're there with us, Sam. Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Not too bad. We're up to question number 22. Take Note is the category. Which notes were invented by Spencer Silver and Arthur Fry in 1974?
Which notes? I've got no idea.
Well, that's fair enough. No, thanks, Sam. See you later. Bye-bye. Logan in Horsham. Hi, Logan.
At high, feel like not too sure of the question. What was it? Which notes?
Which notes were invented by Spencer Silver and Arthur Fry in 1974?
Some type of book with notes. I'm sorry, I don't have the answer.
No good. All righty. Thanks, mate. We'll move on. Tony in Ballarat, I'll come to you in 1 second. Graham from Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
Question 22. Which notes were invented by Spencer Silver and Arthur Fry in 1974?
Simple brain here thinks it might be post-it notes.
Correct. Yes. They were invented in 1974. Post-it notes. Yes.
Yeah. They only came to me.
The scourge of every office because they're plastered everywhere.
Exactly.
Question 23. Take note. Or you can
stay in the same category, please, Phil.
You're staying in the same category?
Yes, please.
If you had one of each Australian banknote and coin currently in circulation, Graham, How much money would you have?
Diabolical. $33. No. So let me just try. $167.
Not correct.
Correct.
Good Lord. See you. Not correct. No. Tony from Ballarat. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Philip.
If you had one of each Australian banknote and coin currently in circulation, how much money would you have?
I'll just a wild guess, somewhere around $187.50.
Not correct.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tony. See you, mate. Thanks. Bye bye. No, not correct. Joel. Hello, Joel.
G'day, Phil. How you going, mate?
Pretty good. If you had one of each Australian banknote and coin currently in circulation, how much money would you have?
I knew you were going to come to me with this. I can't add it up where I'm working at the moment. A bit dangerous. I'm driving a $750,000 machine. I better not.
Oh no!
Better not grab my phone.
What are you driving? Harvester or truck?
Harvester tonight, mate. Harvesting lupins tonight. Oh, really okay. Finished.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had enough, mate.
Haven't you got it set on the GPS?
Oh yeah, and you still got to. You know, you can't just take it for granted. It's a bit of dusty, mate. I don't know. Got to be careful. Yeah.
If you had one of each Australian banknote and coin currently in circulation, how much money would you have?
Oh, $188.75 or something like that. I don't know.
No, not correct. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Good luck with the harvest. Keith from Early Beach. G'day, Keith.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 23 we're up to. If you had one of each Australian banknote and coin currently in circulation, how much money would you have?
I reckon $188.85.
Correct. Because you'd have
more than I got.
A $100 bill, a $50 bill, a $20 bill, a $10 bill, and a $5 bill. Then you'd have a $1 coin and a $2 coin. That gets you to $188. Then you get a 50-cent coin, a 20-cent coin, a 10-cent coin, and a 5-cent coin, which gets you to $85. $188.85. Cha-ching.
Yep. It'd be good to have that much, I reckon.
Wouldn't be bad. Wouldn't sneeze at it. Wouldn't sneeze at it, right, Keith. No.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
You've only got two left, one in Here Be Giants and one in Take Note.
Got them. Might as well stick with the old Take Note. Take Note if I don't know anything.
You might regret this, Keith. You might.
Doesn't matter. You've got to face the bloody music sooner or later.
Which president appears on the US $5 note?
Oh, bloody hell. Well, obviously, I wouldn't have a clue. I guess the $5 note must have been reasonably old. But it wouldn't be Roosevelt. It'd be a bit lousy to put him on a cheap one like that. That's what I think. I'm waffling. Wilson.
Not Wilson. Not Woodrow Wilson. No. Thanks, Keith. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Not Woodrow Wilson. No. Christian from Kanahuka. G'day. Hi, Christian.
Hello, Phil.
Hi. Which president appears on the US $5 note?
I've handled a couple of them, but it's been many a year. I'll just take a guess at Roosevelt.
Not Roosevelt. Sorry, mate. No, it's not Roosevelt. Joe from Mount Dandenong. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Phil.
Morning. Question 24, which president appears on the US $5 note?
Isn't that Washington?
No, it's not. It's not Washington, no. It's not Washington. Okie doke. Kim's in Melbourne. G'day, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Which president appears on the US $5 note?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Abraham Lincoln. Oh, yes. Wow. Kim.
Yeah.
Bingo. Question 25. Yeah. Magnet's yours. Well, not quite yet. Hopefully. Yeah. Question 25. We're in a category, unfortunately, called Here Be Giants. But the take notes are all gone. So Here Be Giants. Last question. With which sport are Giant Haystacks and Andre the Giant associated? With which sport are Giant Haystacks and Andre the Giant associated?
Wrestling?
Correct. Yes, it is wrestling. Yes, I suppose we should say professional wrestling rather than Olympic-style wrestling. But wrestling will do for me, Kim. Good on you.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. What you got planned for Christmas?
Not sure yet. Probably a pretty quiet one. Yeah,
quiet ones.
You got much plans?
No, it's going to be pretty quiet for us too, actually. I've got a few do's this weekend, but then Christmas itself is, it's just going to be, we've got our little daughter home and it'll just be the three of us, actually.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you get a break over Christmas?
I'm going to have a couple of weeks off here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just to catch up with her because she's back for a bit. So, it'll be fun.
No, that's good.
On you, Kim. Don't hang up and we'll get some details from you. Dave will get your details and we'll get this magnet out to you. Thanks to everybody who played as well. Good fun tonight. Good fun tonight. Lady Gaga was a nice little byway, was it not? Pat from The Point says, yes, wonderful challenge tonight after a tough couple of days. Yeah, indeed. Paul from Planlands had wrestling. Oh, Paul from Planlands earlier said, it's a pity we never... Now, who did you say... We should put together Lady Gaga. Now I can't remember who you said, but there was an excellent threesome you said, which included Amy Winehouse. We couldn't be in the threesome as a concert. No. Someone just said they switched over to Channel 10 and watched Lady Gaga on The Late Show. She was great. She has left Australia because someone saw her in the last few days in Sydney, I presume, was the last concert, was it? And then she's gone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.